AP News, I'm Tim McGuire. President Biden, First Lady Jill Biden traveled to Buffalo tomorrow. 10 black people were shot and killed at a supermarket in what investigators say was a racially motivated attack by an 18-year-old white man. White House Press Secretary Karine Jean-Pierre.
We're going to continue to call this out, as we have talked about many times, the president at every chance he's had when we've seen a violent attack like this that is, as we, you know, say, with hatred and racially motivated. He calls it out and calls it what it is.
A document circulated widely online seemingly outlines the suspect's racist, anti-immigrant, and anti-Semitic beliefs. Among them, a desire to drive all people not of European descent from the U.S., echoing the so-called replacement theory as becoming more popular among right-wing groups. Following a deadly shooting in a church in Southern California.
We opened a federal hate crimes investigation today to determine further what type of federal charges can be brought.
Christy Johnson is with the FBI. A former neighbor says the 68-year-old suspect's life unraveled after he was nearly beaten to death several years ago. Authorities say he is a Chinese immigrant motivated by hate for Taiwanese people. Infant formula maker Abbott says it's reached an agreement with federal health officials to restart production at its largest domestic factory, a key step toward easing a nationwide shortage tied to the plant's shutdown earlier this year, following four babies on Abbott's formula becoming infected with a rare bacteria. Two of them died. Abbott controls about half the U.S. formula market. Four companies, including Abbott, produce 98% of the formula in this country. Foreign manufacturers wanting to export to the U.S. over the past several years faced a number of hurdles, including high tariffs and FDA regulations. This is AP News. The Biden administration says it will expand flights to Cuba, take steps to loosen restrictions on U.S. travelers to the island, and lift Trump-era restrictions on remittances that immigrants can send to people in Cuba. The administration also wants to reinstate the Cuban Family Reunification Parole Program, which has a backlog of more than 20,000 applicants, and increase consular services and visa processing. CDC says the number of coronavirus deaths in the U.S. has passed 1 million. AP Sagar Magani with details.
The pace has been slowing since the winter Omicron surge. The nation's now averaging about 300 COVID-19 deaths daily, compared to the pandemic's peak of roughly 3,400 in January 2021.
New York City health officials issue an advisory urging people to wear masks in all indoor public settings as the city approaches high-risk COVID-19 alert status. I'm Tim McGuire, AP News.